Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to our study on the book of Job, entitled, Is God Guilty as Charged? Today we want to talk about judging righteous judgment. We read in John chapter 7, in verse 24, that Jesus said, Do not judge according to sight, but judge righteous judgment. That's in John chapter 7 and verse 24. Do not judge according to sight, but judge righteous judgment. We have to ask the question, what preceded Jesus' admonition in John chapter 7 verse 24 to judge righteous judgment instead of judging by sight? And what we're going to find out as we turn to John chapter 7 and starting in verse 21 is that there is a discussion with a mob that wanted to kill Jesus for healing a man on the Sabbath. So following is the text of this discussion. Again, this part can be found in John chapter 7 starting in verse 21 and will end at verse 24. Jesus said to this mob, I have done one work, speaking of this miracle of healing, and you marvel. Moses gave you circumcision, and you circumcise a man on the Sabbath day. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath day, so that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry at me, because I have healed a man on the Sabbath day? Do not judge according to appearances, but judge righteous judgment. So there are two aspects of judgment that Jesus is describing. One is the bad kind, i.e., do not judge according to appearances. The other is the good kind, i.e., judge righteous judgment. So let's break this down. First of all, we'll talk about not judging according to appearances. Jesus is admonishing us not to judge based on how a thing first appears to us without reflection or candor in light of the scriptures. So whenever we judge something, it shouldn't be based on how it first appears to us. We should go on to reflect on what's happening and view it in light of the scriptures. As an example, Jesus says to the crowd, in appearance, that's the key, and this is the bad part where we shouldn't judge according to appearances. But he's chiding them for saying, in appearance, to circumcise a child on the Sabbath day might be a violation of the law of God. Yet you do it because of the law of Moses. And you have judged rightly in this case. So in this particular case, this mob was able to rightly judge in that they said, well, on the surface, it appears that we should not circumcise a child on the Sabbath. Why is that? Because circumcision involved work, and the commandment about the Sabbath is to rest from our work. So that appears to be in conflict. And that's why Jesus is saying, in appearance, to circumcise a child on the Sabbath, which is always going to be the eighth day of the child's life, and that eighth day might happen to be on the seventh day of the week. All right, so in appearance, to circumcise a child on the Sabbath day might be a violation of the law of God. So they could see that. But they could go deeper than just appearance, and they could judge righteous judgment because they said, oh, that's okay though. We're still going to do it because there's a higher law there. There's the law of Moses, which is saying that you should circumcise a child no matter what. So that little bit of work that you do on that Sabbath is an exception. That's okay. And Jesus said, you have judged rightly in this case. Now he goes on to say that since you judged rightly in that case, you really should have judged rightly in my case. He's saying, likewise, in appearance, what I'm doing, which is healing a man on the Sabbath day, might be a violation of the law of God, yet I do it because of the law of love. But you have not judged rightly in my case. So they were looking at Jesus, and he did work of healing a man on the Sabbath, but they couldn't go deeper and say, that's okay, because he's doing it out of love. So they were being hypocrites. In the one case, they could go past appearances and make righteous judgment. In Jesus' case, they refused to go past appearances and make righteous judgment. And that's because they had something against him. And in another place, Jesus said the same thing. In Mark chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, we'll read a very similar story. Mark chapter 3 and verses 1 through 5. Here Jesus went into the synagogue, and there was a man paralyzed. His hand was paralyzed. And the people watched Jesus closely to see whether he would heal this man on the Sabbath. And they were looking at this situation because their intent, notice that, their intent was to accuse him of doing something wrong. So their motivation was wrong. They were looking not with eyes of love, they were looking with eyes of hatred. They wanted to accuse him of doing something wrong. That was their motive. So he said to the man with the paralyzed hand, "Come forward." Then he asked them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do evil on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill it?" But they were silent. Jesus looked around at them with anger, for he was deeply hurt because of what? Because of their hardness of heart. That was the problem. It was not a heart of love. It was a stony heart that love could not penetrate. Then Jesus said to them, or said to the man, "Hold out your hand." The man held out his hand, and Jesus restored this person to health. So the principle here is that it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. It's great to save a life. It's great to restore a person's health. Those are examples of good things to do on the Sabbath. Yeah, it's work, but you're helping somebody on the Sabbath day in their time of greatest need. And so that principle is fine. So don't go based just on appearances. We need to go beyond appearances, and we need to judge righteous judgment. And in this case, people could not make righteous judgment in these two cases because their intent was hostility. They wanted to find something wrong with what Jesus did. Now, we find that the Apostle Paul understood the importance of love, because in Romans chapter 13 verses 8 through 10 he wrote this, and this is in Romans chapter 13 verses 8 through 10, "Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law." And what law is he talking about? The law that says, "Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not lust." And if there's any other commandment, which is to honor your mother and father, it is summed up in this word, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." So we know that he was talking about the Ten Commandments. It's like the intent of the Ten Commandments is love. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love works no ill to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. So in short, the scriptures teach us that we should look deeper than what we see on the surface and learn to discern a person's heart. Now that's a heavy thing, but if we have the mind of God, because we have the Spirit of God in us, and we look at the scriptures and have the Word of God in us, then we can look deeper than what we see on the surface, and we can learn to discern a person's heart. Now if we have the Spirit of God in us, then we have the Spirit of love in us, because God is love. And if God is in us, then we must be love. And so we will be able, because we won't have a hardness of heart, we'll have a softness of heart, and we'll be looking at things with eyes of love. That's what's going to allow us to go deeper than the surface, deeper than what appears, and it's going to allow us to discern a person's heart. That's when we can judge righteous judgment. So a good question to ask ourselves is, are we judging solely on the letter of the law, or are we judging also on the spirit of the law? The letter of the law says, 6 days you shall work, but the seventh day you shall rest. That's the Sabbath law. That's the letter of it. But the spirit of the Sabbath law says, if on the seventh day your neighbor's ox falls into a ditch, it's good to work and work as hard as you can to pull out that ox from the ditch because you are showing love to your neighbor. Now, with this question in mind, are we judging solely on the letter of the law or judging also on the spirit of the law? How would you have judged Jesus? If you saw Jesus healing a man on the Sabbath day, and you knew that the Sabbath command said that thou shalt not work, 6 days you work, but on the seventh day you rest, and the Sabbath is on the seventh day of the week, which is from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, and it's still in effect to this day, which we should be keeping. If you see somebody doing work on the Sabbath, and this work is not to sustain their own life, but to sustain someone else's life, would you judge that person as transgressing the law, or would you judge that person as fulfilling the law? If you see that person is working from a heart of love, then you will judge righteous judgment to say that that person has done a good thing. In our next program, we're going to see how Job's three friends judge Job. Thank you for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.
666, the mark of the beast. What is the mark of the beast? Before you can know for sure what is the mark of the beast, you must know for sure the identity of the beast. I will reveal to you from the pages of the Bible the identity of the beast during two free seminars entitled, What is the Mark of the Beast? The first one will be held on Thursday, January 18th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Wesley Chapel Library, which is located at 2861 Wesley Chapel Road in Decatur, Georgia. The second seminar will be held on Thursday, February 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Covington Library, which is located at 3500 Covington Highway in Decatur, Georgia. For more information, call 404-412-0032 or log on to our website at www.christianambassadors.org. Please don't miss this extremely important seminar, or you might miss the opportunity to escape the wrath of God that comes upon those who receive the mark of the beast. This message is sponsored by the ABCs of the Bible radio program.